If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled. I'm Kyle Paletto, and welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in gaming. Each Sunday, we'll take you through updates, exciting reveals, and controversies in video games, as well as what games you can pick up this week. Here is the news for Sunday, 3rd of July. Let's go! From Software fans were treated to some good news late last week when Elden Ring director Hidetaka Miyazaki confirmed the studio's next game was already in the final stages of development. In a 2018 interview, Miyazaki said the studio was working on 3.5 games since 2016, which were at the time a VR title called Derasina and Sekiro. Elden Ring was confirmed to be the second game, and this week 4Gamer followed up and got acknowledgement that the last mystery game was still on the way. It's rumoured that this game could be Armored Core 6, which would be the first entry in the mech combat series since 2012. Elden Ring has been an undeniable hit in every sense of the word, selling more than 13 million copies in its first month. And I know most of us here at Sifter can't wait to find out what's coming next. Another game has fallen afoul of the strict rules of the Australian Classification Board. Blade Runner Enhanced Edition, the re-released point-and-click adventure game, was refused classification, which means it can't be sold. The Enhanced Edition of the 1997 classic was released last week after years of delays, but sadly may never become available for Australian or New Zealand fans. Speaking to fans on the video game forum Reset Era, a developer from Night Dive Studios said it wouldn't appear on Australian consoles, that the process didn't offer any feedback, but that it could be as a result of a mention of underage exploitation. It's not the only problem facing this remake, though. It's been widely criticised by reviewers who say it's dramatically worse than the 2019 fan-made Scum VM version, which was sold on GOG until recently. In a post-launch update, Night Dive Studios have given players the option on Steam to launch the classic Scum VM version instead of the newly released Enhanced Edition. Thomas Falk-Peterson, one of the developers who worked on the volunteer project, said on Twitter that they weren't happy with Night Dive's actions.
Over a number of years, I, along with friends, lovingly reverse-engineered Westwood's Blade Runner for Scum VM, reviving the game and helping GOG.com release the game for sale once again. For this, we have asked for and received nothing but the honour of the work. Now Night Dive Studio has released their enhanced version. It is, by all accounts, ugly and buggy, and offers no tangible benefits over the Scum VM, aside from very poor console support. They even forgot to credit me for the subtitles we let them use. While I slept, it looks like Night Dive Studio has decided to resolve the extremely poor reception of their work on Steam by copying and directly selling our work. Absolutely shameless. Technically legal, morally decrepit.
Eric Barone, also known as Concerned Ape, has treated fans to a small but significant detail about his upcoming game The Haunted Chocolatier this week, confirming it will be connected to the world of Stardew Valley. Barone responded to questions from fans on Twitter asking about the Stardew Valley link, in which he said yes, the games were connected. However, he is still undecided about just how linked he wants them to be and that he wants the Haunted Chocolatier to have its own identity. I think it's a great decision to limit the connections. I'm a big fan of letting a good thing just stand strong on its own, and Stardew Valley definitely does that. There's still no release date for the Haunted Chocolatier, but we'll keep you posted about any new developments as they come to light. Nintendo surprised fans with a 25-minute Nintendo Direct Mini on Tuesday, announcing more than 20 third-party games coming to Switch over the next year. Eagerly awaited games such as Nier Automata, The End of Yorha Edition, and Portal Companion Collection are finally making their Nintendo Switch debut, with others such as Minecraft and Monster Hunter Rise getting new downloadable content and adventures. Nintendo fans will also see the return of Dragon Quest in a new spin-off, Dragon Quest Treasures. Mario and Rabbids will also see a new game hit our screens with Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope. Persona will arrive on the Switch, kicking off with the Persona 5 Royale in October this year, then followed by Persona 3 Portable and Persona 4 Golden, which finally makes that Joker inclusion in Super Mario Smash Bros. Make sense as well. There's also some old classics that we'll soon be able to get our hands on, including Super Bomberman, Mega Man, Pac-Man, and Return to Monkey Island. Lots of new and old games are coming to the Switch soon, and don't forget that every week on Walkthrough, we run through the releases, so make sure you're following the show. Speaking of Persona, this week it was reported that the project lead of the highly anticipated Persona 5 anthology zine called Showtime allegedly embezzled over $27,600 Canadian, or roughly 30,000 Australian. The creative team announced the alleged spending on Twitter, releasing a statement saying Ree, the former head moderator, spent money that was intended for printing and shipping of products. The statement claims she provided misleading and out-of-date banking screenshots, with one of the lead artists on the project claiming Ree spent the funds on playing Genshin Impact. Despite the shocking announcement, it has been reported that the fanzine has been in trouble for a while, with many customers saying they had not received transparent shipping communication for months. It might be bad luck for people waiting for this fanzine, as the moderator team revealed that they couldn't take legal action as the Showtime pre-order funds were processed through Ree's personal accounts. Ron Gilbert, one of the original creators of Monkey Island, has been disappointed by fan reactions to the reveal of Return to Monkey Island this week, saying on his blog that the joy of sharing has been driven from him. Fans, and I use that term extremely loosely, have criticised the art style of the new game, hoping it would look more like the original pixel art or animated cartoon styling of the originals. Dominic Armato, the voice actor who plays the main character in the series, Guybrush Threepwood, took to Twitter to defend the team, criticising those people abusing them.
Whatever you want Monkey Island to be, I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that making this a chore rather than a joy for the devs is the quickest way to ensure it won't be anything for anybody.
Return to Monkey Island is a reimagined and alternative third game in the series and will arrive on consoles, PC and Mac later this year. Crypto scammers have ripped off the indie game marketplace itch.io, pulling the UI directly from the site and filling it with stolen games. Leaf, the creator of Itch, took to the W3Itch GitHub project to complain about the theft.
You have stolen the UI of itch.io, blatantly ripping it off, in addition to using our name directly in your project. As far as I'm concerned, this is a scam to trick people by using itch.io's established brand on an unrelated project for your own profit. I request that you immediately remove any likeness, including our name, from your project.
W3 is short for Web 3.0, a euphemistic term that proponents of blockchain applications use to describe their projects. The alleged stolen games on the W3 Itch site have since been removed, but developers haven't updated its user interface at the time of reporting. Itch is a popular platform for indie game developers who use it to share and sell their work, and it's likely these scammers were hoping to cash in on its good name. Halo Infinite players will be able to test the upcoming co-op and mission replay modes next week after 343 announced a limited time beta starting on the 11th of July. It's open to anyone who owns the game or has an active Game Pass subscription, but you'll need to create a new save file to check it out. No continuing on from your previous games. Up to four players can join into a single campaign game during the beta, and lead world designer John Mulkey said in a post on the 343 website that progress and unlocks would be shared in co-op games. Which means if you start a solo game, complete level 1 and then jump into co-op for level 2, once you've finished that, you could go back to solo and play level 3 or use the mission replay to run through level 2 again solo. It could be really helpful to join a game with a veteran skull collector, for example. If they have mastered the technique required to pick it up, you can send them to collect it and then you'll also unlock it in your game. To get into the beta, players have to join the Xbox Insider program on your console anytime before it ends, but players on Steam have until July 5 to sign up if they'd like to take part. We've dropped a link in the show notes if you'd like to learn more. Spellslinging third-person battle royale Spellbreak will be shutting down after Blizzard purchased its Boston-based studio, Proletariat. The team will begin work on World of Warcraft Dragonflight, the next expansion for the MMORPG, and Proletariat said in a statement on their website that the game would run until early next year. Spellbreak launched in September of 2020 and was a multi-platform third-person battle royale that had some pretty innovative movement and spell combination options for players. Around 100 staff from the Proletariat team joined Blizzard in April, and it was one of the biggest studio acquisitions for the massive AAA studio in years. That's it for news. Here are the games releasing this week. Out on Thursday is the brand new tennis sim Matchpoint Tennis Championships. It's been more than a decade since the last proper tennis game came out, and Matchpoint is shaping up to be a hit among sports fans, with pre-release reviews based on hands-on previews being really positive. Developers Taurus Studios haven't released anything major over the years, so it'll be interesting to see if they can pull this one off. It's out on all platforms on the 7th. Argentinian developers Bloodiest Games is releasing their debut title, Madison. This is a pretty good-looking little first-person indie horror, taking a lot of influence from games like modern-day Resident Evil and Outlast. Armed with just a Polaroid camera, you have to explore a creepy mansion and uncover its mysteries. It all looks like pretty stock-standard stuff, but it has some great sound design, and it's worth checking out the free demo on their website. You can pick it up on all platforms on the 8th. Also out on the 8th is Klonoa Fantasy Reverie Series, a compilation of the three Klonoa games that were originally released in the late 90s. Klonoa is a classic 3D adventure game of its time that you might have played on the original PlayStation. The series received a positive critical reception all those years ago, and these remastered versions are looking really polished, so for those of you like me who have never played them in their day, this might be the best way to experience it. It's out on all platforms this Friday.
If you've got 15 minutes, we'll catch you up on the gaming news each Sunday on Walkthrough.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening. Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Fiona Bartholomeus, Kyle Paletto, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to Omni Studios for their support of Sifter's three podcasts. You can find Sifter on social media on Twitter and Instagram by going to @SifterHQ. We post links to all the stories we publish, so it's another way you can keep up to date with great reviews and interviews with creators. So find us on @SifterHQ and give us a follow. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.